The U.S. military in Iraq this weekend closed long sections of two major highways into the capital city, Baghdad. Officials say they need to repair damage from an increased number of attacks on supply convoys and to improve protection along the routes. The action comes amid concerns that food supplies are running low at the U.S. administration headquarters in the walled Baghdad compound known as the Green Zone. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The highways that were announced as closed from yesterday morning have seen significantly increased attacks on supply convoys during the past 2 weeks of violence in Iraq. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett, spokesman for the military in Iraq, says the problem must be solved and the damage repaired.
We've got to fix those roads and we've also got to protect those roads.
The official notice of the closures said this was effective for an indefinite period of time, and anyone trying to drive on the closed sections of highway would be at risk of attack by U.S.-led forces. But one of the roads, Highway 1 north to Balad, was open this morning and appeared to be in decent shape. Helicopters flew overhead to protect U.S. convoys. One had 17 armed vehicles and 23 supply trucks. There was at least one traffic jam when a convoy stopping on a highway bridge blocked traffic temporarily. The results of the upsurge in attacks on convoys could be seen last Wednesday when driving along the road from Baghdad's city center to the airport where the U.S. military here is headquartered.
On my right now, I see smoke, black smoke, rising from a charred vehicle. Smoke is coming out of the right side, and I can see flames out of the right, around the right passenger area. It's completely charred. It's impossible to tell whether this was a military vehicle or a supply vehicle, someone who had contracted to the military to bring supplies.
The military says troops can get what they need by alternate transportation, such as helicopters, but non-military work, such as democracy-building efforts and construction projects, are stressed by the supply problem. Andy Bearpark is director of operations and infrastructure for the U.S.-led administration in Iraq.
If you look at the northern parts of Iraq, I would say that reconstruction is proceeding exactly as quickly as it was before. The same number of projects are underway, the same amount of activities taking place. If you look at the particularly difficult areas, Fallujah is obviously one. I very much doubt that any reconstruction work is taking place at the moment.
The Arabic language announcement of the road closures wasn't ready until hours after the English language version. But when shopkeepers in Baghdad heard about it, they debated the reason.
You're afraid?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm afraid.
I'm not afraid of anything. They are afraid they will come here.
They are afraid from the bombs, the RPG.
Maybe he thinks it closed all the entries to Baghdad, so he can fight quickly and do it quickly.
Pharmacist Bashar al-Khatan says he has a shipment of medicine stuck in Jordan. The road from Jordan is one of Iraq's key international links. It's not closed because the military wants to repair it, but because travel is simply too dangerous.
This is a big problem. There are people suffering. They want the medicine. Everyone wants medicine. If you cut the medicine and the food, the people will die.
General Kimmett, the military spokesman, says if the attacks on supply routes continue at high levels, ordinary Iraqis will feel it.
Then who's going to suffer? It won't be the military, because the military will have a capability to fly their assets in to some extent. But the civilians are the ones who are going to feel this the most through higher prices in the market, through the decreased availability of products.
Already there is a shortage of some items in the Green Zone, the well-protected headquarters of the U.S.-led administration here. No plastic forks, no ketchup, not enough ice cream for two scoops. Top managers are considering whether to switch to military rations, if they can get enough, for at least one meal a day. Officials are confident this is not anything close to a crisis, but to get supplies delivered safely, they need protection from the military, which is stretched now in more directions than any time since when President Bush declared the end of major combat operations almost 1 year ago. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.